From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Recently, Dr. Cairns began an intensive study of the Book of Romans. In this epistle, the Apostle Paul presented the fullest exposition of the gospel to be found anywhere in the New Testament. Before entering into his subject, however, Paul addressed the Roman Christians in the longest salutation to be found in any of his letters, a full 7 verses. Here he took time to express the threefold impact the gospel of Christ had had upon his own life. As Dr. Cairns is showing, Paul viewed himself as a bondservant of Christ, his humility. He was aware of having been called to be an apostle of Christ, his honor. Then Paul said he was separated unto the gospel. Here was his horizon. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue a message entitled, A Soul Possessed by the Gospel. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, The Overcomer's Reward. The text is found in Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth saving he that receiveth it. My heart, be thou stirred up to persevere in the holy war, for the reward of victory is great. Today we eat of heavenly food which falls about our camps, the food of the wilderness, the food which comes from heaven, the food which never fails the pilgrims to Canaan. But there is reserved for us in Christ Jesus a still higher degree of spiritual life, and a food for it which, as yet, is hidden from our experience. In the golden pot which was laid up in the ark, there was a portion of manna hidden away, which, though kept for ages, never grew stale. No one ever saw it. It was hid with the ark of the covenant in the Holy of Holies. Even so, the highest life of the believer is hid with Christ in God. We shall come to it soon. Being made victorious through the grace of our Lord Jesus, we shall eat of the king's meat and feed upon royal dainties. We shall feed upon Jesus. He is our hidden manna, as well as the manna of the wilderness. He is all in all to us in our highest as well as in our lowest estate. He helps us to fight, gives us the victory, and then is himself our reward. Lord, help me to overcome.
God arise, for he comes.
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
To Paul, this was a theology that possessed his soul. So we could turn around all the sayings that I have made about Paul and his being steeped in theology. It was not so much that Paul had got a grip of theology and doctrine and the gospel, as that theology, which is the knowledge of God, and doctrine, which is divine teaching, and the gospel of Jesus Christ, they had got a grip of Paul. That accounts for the fact that we have a wonderful salutation and introduction here in Romans. This is the longest salutation / introduction in any of Paul's epistles. It also accounts, this gripping of Paul's soul by the gospel, it also accounts for the triple description he gives of himself in this opening verse. Notice how he describes himself. Paul, one, a servant of Jesus Christ. Second, a called apostle. And third, separated unto the gospel of God. Now, it's that triple description that Paul gives of himself that I want to examine tonight as we consider Paul as a soul possessed by the gospel. And he gives us these three great insights into the grip that the gospel had on him. He speaks first of all of what I will call his humility. He says, Paul, a servant. Now remember, Paul held a very high office in the regard of the church. He was a man of tremendous eminence. His name was on the lips of thousands of Christians and thousands of enemies of the Christian church. Paul was a man of prominent position, of tremendous intellectual ability, a man gifted far beyond anyone else in his day, certainly within the Church of Jesus Christ. And yet, the very first word that comes to his mind when he describes himself is to say, I am a bond slave. For that's the word. I am a bond slave of Jesus Christ. Paul, before he met Christ, was a very proud man. He reckoned that he was a very good man. He worked it out that he was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. There were few specimens of humanity upon the face of the earth that could measure up to him, either in purity of belief, morality of life, or dedication to the cause of Jehovah. That's how he looked at himself. He was a proud man. I think it was Dr. Talmage, the great 19th century American preacher, who spoke of the conversion of Saul of Tarsus as the proud horseman unhorsed. That certainly happened to a very proud man on his road to Damascus. But the very first thing that the Lord did when he met Saul of Tarsus was to unhorse him and put him on his face in the dust, to blind him with the glory of Jesus Christ, the transcendent glory of Christ. What Paul said was a glory that outshone even the brightness of the midday sun. If you've ever been to Israel, you will understand just how bright is the midday sun. And Paul that day, as he looked up to the glory of the Lord Jesus that outshone the brightness of the sun, was blinded by the sheer glory, majesty, beauty and greatness of Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you, that is the very essence of being saved. It's the essence of it. Oh, I know there's conviction of your sin. I know that there's a desire to escape from hell. I know that there's a fleeing from wrath to come. But when a man comes to be saved by Jesus Christ, what happens to that man is that it dawns upon a guilty, proud, arrogant, hell-deserving soul how great and how glorious is Jesus Christ. That's what dawns upon him. And it dawned upon Paul. So that when that happened to him, as is true in every case, the very first thing the gospel did for Paul was to deal with the pride of his flesh. And to give him a true humility of heart. Not lip service to humility. We have some witty ministers in the Free Church. And there is one particularly well-known, humble man. And these men say, jokingly, of course. Jokingly, yes. Did you ever hear his great sermon? His great sermon is, the 10 most humble men in the world, and how I trained the other 9. We're not talking about lip service to humility here. We're talking about real humility of heart before God. So that as soon as Paul introduces himself, remember, this is his first written introduction to the church in Rome. True, he knew a lot of the people there, as becomes clear from later in the epistle. But this is his first written introduction. And he says, Paul, a slave. Paul, a slave of Jesus Christ. He purchased me. Body and soul. He possesses me, body and soul. Later he addresses these people as saints. He says to them, you're saints. We'll get to that in due course, God willing. But when he's introducing himself, he does not say, this is Saint Paul. No. He says, this is slave Paul. Had he called himself Saint Paul, he wouldn't have been saying anything but the truth. For he was a saint. But I want to tell you, unless it's your testimony, I am the slave of Jesus Christ because he purchased me and he possesses me, body and soul, then you are not a saint of God. You cannot be a saint without Christ purchasing you and Christ possessing you. That's Paul's testimony here. This word, servant or slave, marks the total submission of Paul to Christ, and it denotes the total commitment of Paul to Christ. You see what I mean when I say the gospel of God that he's addressing in this very first verse? This gospel gripped him. This gospel so penetrated the depths of his being and possessed him body and soul that he says, I am entirely, totally, unreservedly submitted to Christ. I am entirely, totally, unreservedly, and irreversibly committed to Christ. I am his slave. I'm his slave. And yet you know that slavery for Paul was freedom. When he used to boast about being a free man, he really was a slave. Now he's boasting about being a slave because in Christ he is free. And we'll find a little later, fascinating enough, in this book of Romans, I'm not going to even turn over to it in case we get sidetracked, where the Greek text justified in its context is by our Authorized Version translators translated freed. My, what a beautiful truth for Paul. I am now free. Free from the law's condemnation. Free from the guilt of my sin. Free from the impending doom, disaster, and damnation of eternal hell. Free to be saved, redeemed, reconciled, justified, accepted in the Beloved. Free as Christ's slave. This freedom brought with it a sense of great privilege. He was Christ's slave, and that was privilege indeed. Indeed, it put Paul in a very elite company. If you take your Old Testament, you will find that there are certain people who are named as the servants of the Lord. And Paul well knew this. He well understood how great a privilege it was to be a slave of the Lord. And he could share in the testimony of each of these great servants or slaves of the Lord. For example, Abraham is called by the Lord my servant. We're not going to look up the texts. You'll find one in Genesis 26, 24. The 105th Psalm in verses 6 and 42 all speak of Abraham as the Lord's servant. I think of Abraham as the pilgrim servant. He was told to leave Ur of the Chaldees. Set out not knowing whither he went. But what motivated him? What led Abram on until he became Abraham? What led him on? It was the promise of Christ that led him on. It was the gospel, as Paul says in Galatians 3. The gospel was preached before unto Abraham. And with that gospel before him, that's what motivated him, and that's what led him on as the pilgrim servant. And the Apostle Paul could certainly identify with that. He knew that he also was a pilgrim. And like Abraham, he had set out on a journey. He was looking for a city that hath foundation, whose maker and builder is God. And what led him out of the deadly error of Christless Judaism into the life and liberty that he now enjoyed was the promise of Jesus Christ. He met with Christ in the Damascus Road, and so with Christ before him. He knew, like Abraham, I'm a slave, but I'm a pilgrim slave. I'm on my way from the city of destruction to the city of the great King, with Christ ever going before me.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.